Good
Morning.
Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. We are back. We had a small upgrade over the day, over yesterday in today's video. We got some stands. God is good. We got some mic covers. We got another cord to fix the microphone problem. And so here we are, hopefully.
You're telling that.
This goes great.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to be transparent. You know what I mean? Got to be transparent. So welcome back. We are very excited to be here today. We're happy to be back. Another day of mercy.
Amen. Yes. Yeah,
mercy of God in this house. Come on. Guys.
Mercy or Marcy? Just kidding.
I need more Marcy. More mercy.
No, that's the top of it.
Today's devotional is an answer from God. How far to go to have a baby? Marcelli just told me. We did not know what today's devotional would be. And she was asking God, God, is it time to have another baby? Here we go.
Oh,
here
my.
The devotional. So
let's. Not certain yet.
Genesis 16, 1 through 16. And the primary verse today, Genesis 16, 2. The Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Let's read this. When the Lord first called Abram, he said to him he would make him into a great nation. Later, God clearly promised Abram that he would have a child. He said Abram would have an heir. A son from his own body, and his descendants would be as numerous as the stars. But 10 years after God's initial promise of Abram's call, Sarai was still childless. We remember the devotional from yesterday, the crazy experiences that they had together. She decided that maybe God's plan, she decided, that's important, she decided that maybe God's plan was for her to have a child through someone else. Sarai approached Abram and suggested that he sleep with her slave Hagar in hopes that Hagar would become pregnant. To modern readers, this sounds crazy, but it was an accepted practice of that day. It's also important to understand the context of the culture in that time, right? I wouldn't be like, hey, babe, I think it's time to go. Actually, you would ask me to. So, never mind. Let's keep going. The slave would give birth and the mistress would adopt the child. This was normal in that culture. How far would you go to have a child? For many couples diagnosed with infertility problems, the answer is, well, we'll do whatever the doctor recommends. As technology has progressed, so have the options. Various therapies, including drugs, herbal supplements, and surgery can be used to stimulate a stalled reproductive system. Sperm can be injected directly into the uterus, or this can be brought together outside of the womb, and the fertilized egg can be implanted into the womb. Sometimes an infertile couple decides to pay a surrogate. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy to bear a child for them. Could you imagine someone else having the baby for us so that way you don't have to experience?
No.
No? All right. What does God's word say?
Wait, adoption. Yes. Already born baby, but not someone else like that.
So
no.
You have our.
Yeah, no.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What does God's word say about such choices? The Bible doesn't.
Because there's that attachment with the mom and the child, you know, I think it's not healthy for the mom, the person, you know, the woman.
Feel the.
Yeah. And. Baby. Yeah.
What does God's word say about such choices? The Bible doesn't completely comment on this modern medical treatment. And even well-meaning Christian scholars can disagree on what a couple should do in the situation. Thus, many couples are confused as what to do, what is right, what is wrong in God's eyes. But Sarai's story helps us to understand one of the basic principles of God's word, faith in God, even if it means waiting a long time for him to act. It's better than taking matters into our own hands. That's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard to receive a promise from God and to trust him for his timing.
Yeah.
When you have a promise, it's going to happen. It's a promise of God. We experienced it, right? With going to America. We went from, Lord, we were praying, right, for God to open the door for Marcella to go, but it went from God, open the door, to now it's a promise. We trust that it's, that God is doing it. This is his promise for our life, for our future. We're going to America, but it's just waiting on his timing, because we can get anxious. We can get, you know, as humans, we want it to happen in our timing or our plan. We have prepared a way, right? But God's way is better than our way, obviously. It's so much better. If you long for a baby or anything else for that matter, seek God's will as a couple. Search the scriptures and then pray together, asking God what to do. Mm-hmm. One couple we know became so stressed by doctor visits and infertility treatments that they decided to take a break and leave everything to God. To their surprise, they soon learned that they would have a child. Another couple wrestled with infertility options and felt led by God to go into the vitro fertilization, partly because pregnancy would help alleviate the wife's demostrosis. I am not a doctor, okay? Bear with me. Still, another decided to pursue adoption rather than infertility treatment. What's the right choice for you? That depends on how God leads you. But whatever you decide, be sure that we both agree on what you see as God's will for you. If one of you wants to pursue an action and the other doesn't, seek out advice from professionals if necessary, as well as a pastor or a Christian counselor to help you both come to an agreement. The challenge of infertility can be a time of building unity in the marriage, as well as face decisions, struggles, and pain together. Also, make sure that you do your homework, explore the options available, and take plenty of time to discuss their morale, ethical, and spiritual implications. Keep praying together, asking God to clearly make his will known. Wow.
Very good devotion.
Great devotional today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good point, you know, to if you want something, if you desire something, but waiting on God's plan, waiting on God's will, how it's going to happen through Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we were planning for you to go to the States, to go to America, there were various options,
mm-hmm.
but there was clearly God's option for us, right?
Yeah. Not coming out of the subject. This subject is very delicate, you know, so trusting the Lord and something like that with a baby or struggling to have or not being able to have a baby. We didn't experience that for too long. Actually, when we were
6 or 7 months.
Yeah, when we were trying to have our baby and we were like, we thought it would be quick, you know, like next week, yay, I'm pregnant. But it didn't happen. So we were like, it's taking a long time. I even commented with my prayer group, the women prayer group from here from the South. Please, guys, girls, pray with me because I think me or my husband, we can't have babies. I don't know what is going on. And we're praying and trusting God and the right timing. And we had like for a few months this fear, you know, this like, so we understand. We understand that this is a delicate process for many couples. It's hard. It's difficult. But trusting the Lord, I had hope in my heart that, I don't know, God was going to do it. God was going to bring our baby in the right timing. I don't know. I just had this huge hope in my heart, you know. I even had a dream about it like later. And very crazy. I didn't believe in the dream. But God was already putting in my heart, trust me. Trust me, it's going to come in the time. And he used people that praise. It's very important to have people around you that praise about you. Like elders, you know, older people praying for you. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. Like there's a man from a church that in São Paulo that it just comforted Dallas's heart about this. He said, I'm going to pray for you. And the other day, he said, I'm praying for you. And the other day, he said, like, God is going to bring your child, your baby. Yeah, same as that. God is going to bring your baby in the right timing. And I don't know, but that just comforted my heart so much. Like, that was the words of God. Like,
exactly. God, in the right time,
so. God is going to bring. It's not just like a random person. We're having a conversation. Oh, don't worry. You know, like, don't worry about it. It's going to happen in God's timing. Or someone hurt by this. I'm so sorry. I don't know. It just felt like comfort from God, you know? So we rested on that word. And we waited on God. And 6 months later, we had an announcement that we had a baby. A baby boy. So waited.
And
yeah.
Also told us that we were going to have a boy.
Yeah, boy. This pastor, same pastor. Imagine. And it's crazy. When I he was telling us that, he called us apart when he said, and it's going to be a boy. And I felt like something inside of me like Elijah. And I was like, that's gonna be his name. And I felt this so strong and it was so beautiful, such a beautiful feeling. Like God is taking care, God is gonna give us this amazing boy, this gift, this baby.
Which is awesome.
He's amazing. He's amazing. He's sweet. He's a sweet boy. Like, so far, he looks like a believer because he's so loving. He's so kind. Like, he hugs people. You know, he's so sweet. He likes to play, of course, like every child. He's blessed. And we pray for that. So if you're struggling, like pray, pray, pray. And we don't know God is going to answer with how he's going to answer with yes, no, wait. But trust him. He loves you. He loves your future children, right? He loves the babies that are with him already, right? I believe this. I believe that God takes every baby that were not able to be born into this world to him, and he takes care of them in good care.
And not everything has to make sense.
Yeah, not everything.
So I have...
Life is not like that easy fairy tale. It's Christ's life, you know? God doesn't promise us like a perfect Christian life after you give your life to Jesus. So, of course, we have to be positive. Not this. We have to be expecting good things from our good, amazing God, right? But doesn't mean that everything is going to be perfect, especially in our vision, right? Because in our eyes could be like, oh, I'm going to plan to have these 10 children and they're going to all be perfect. They're going to even work for me at the house. Or who knows, you have a plan, you know? But God has his plans.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
So much better.
Yeah, and sometimes, unfortunately, things happen too. And in that, in those things happening, we have to trust in the Lord too. Because the enemy also comes to try to destroy. Another little thing. When we were... about to have our baby, we had to move from our house. We felt this in our hearts, especially me, that we should move from our house because I don't know why, it just felt like darkness. And later, we found out that people, some evil people were doing some witchcraft against us. Death witchcraft to kill us, to kill everything about us. You know, I think they didn't even know that we had a baby, but I don't know, to kill us. And I felt this heaviness, you know, as Christians, as believer, we have to understand that there's a spiritual world, you know, and sometimes we feel it, and I definitely do it, definitely feel it. And I felt it was heavy, and we had to move, and we moved to another house. I was pregnant, so my hormones, my emotional was a little jacked up, and it was hard because we loved the house that we were living in and the farm. It was beautiful, amazing, like praise God to that farm, for that farm. But the neighborhood, it was not being good, and God told us to move, and I felt like to move, and we moved. And later on, we found out that they were doing this witchcraft against us. So our baby, I don't know, I felt fear, you know, this fear, like I should pray for her baby, you know, and protection. And one day that I was doing a podcast with another person, this person said, prayed for Dallas, for our family. And it was a missionary right in Africa. And she said, can I pray for your life? And she felt like there's some heaviness about you and your family, some witchcraft happening about death.
And at the
be
time,
careful, pray.
We had a farm, right? And
yeah.
So our cow was stolen.
Yeah.
Died. The calf also.
And the ducks died. The chickens died. And it sounds horrible to tell.
Our dog
that.
Died. It sounds like we're making it up, right?
Yeah.
But it's so like.
It was horrible. It was horrible. Died.
Literally, this was happening. And I want to talk about the spiritual warfare. Yeah, Marcelli said the spiritual warfare is real. And we were afraid. But we weren't afraid that God wasn't more powerful. That wasn't the case.
Yeah, no.
But we knew that we were making an impact in this city. Because this city had more Macumbe. It was more witchcraft than Christians in this
city. Yes, in this little city. Yeah.
And so we knew that we were making a difference. And we knew that things were happening. And we were doing evangelism. We were telling those people about the gospel.
They were definitely not happy. Not happy about us.
Being there. And Marcy said they didn't know she was pregnant. They absolutely knew she was pregnant. Because they saw you being pregnant. Like they knew.
True,
you.
Yeah.
So they knew you were pregnant.
My belly, yeah.
So they knew. So they knew what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
But our God is greater. And thankfully, it didn't affect our family, our situation. It was uncomfortable, but God is greater.
Yeah. You know? Not everything was super beautiful. It was not a beautiful, happy move, but it was a protection move.
Yeah.
You know, God's protection, God's under God's wings. And we had to trust him.
Let's do the questions. The first question. We're going in. Is using an infertility treatment an example of taking matters into our own hands? Why not? Wow.
I think prayer, you know? If you pray and God guides you into that, let me just read it again.
Uh-huh.
If God guides you into doing something like this, I think it's
I don't
worth
think, like,
it.
overall, I don't think it's a sin to use infertility treatments. I think that the Lord has given us medicine and wisdom of how to
Yeah.
do this. But of course, seek it through prayer
Yeah.
first.
The obedience, like God comes down your heart and says, no, trust me, the time will come. Or,
Yeah, if you're doing it out of God's will,
yeah.
saying wait, but you do it anyway, absolutely, it's wrong.
Or God will give you peace to seek a doctor, you know? And I think He directs us to all these situations. He wants to guide us in everything. Sometimes we don't understand how God works, you know? He may make a miracle or guide you through the process, and that will change you, that will shape you, you know?
Question two. We're not experts on that question. We're not going
No.
to answer it because we don't know. I think every situation is definitely different.
So think about it. Have your own thoughts with God.
How can infertility treatments be considered a part of God's plan? So I think we're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
God can use medicine to heal people. He can
Yeah.
use doctors to help people. I think that's absolutely, I mean, that's it. I don't
Yeah, the
think
emotional
more
about
than that.
behind that too, like everything God will guide.
The final question for today. If I promised you something and 10 years later you still haven't gotten it, I love this
Oh
question.
my gosh. Yeah. Like just about this story.
What might you be tempted to do? So, one more time. If I promised you something and 10 years later you still didn't receive it, what would you be tempted to do?
To try our own way.
Going to confess, I try way sooner than 10 years.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Jeez, like God says, you're going to move to America. All right. It's been 1 year, God. Where is it? I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. Things like this. So, yes, I think we are absolutely tempted to do things in our own strength. And even the devotional time, you know, even this right here, this moment, when we try to do it in our time, in our plan, our way, it's not impossible. It's possible. God allows, but it's more challenging. There's more
Yeah.
challenges when it's not God's timing, right? Waiting on God's timing and allowing Him to prepare and we're there. We are in the promise, waiting. We're waiting for the promise. So we're here. We get it. And the final part of that question, how does that compare with your response to God's delay?
God's leg. So that reminds me of a devotion that I was doing by myself the other day, that God was talking. It was in Psalms that I was talking about 70 something. God was angry, and he was saying like this: I pour out my wrath against my people, but not all the way, because they were his reserves, because they were sinning against him. And then God started telling them that I opened the sea. I made a wall for you guys to pass. And I gave you manna. I gave you food out of heaven from the angels. I gave you meat. I gave you water from a rock. So God was telling them these promises, and they kept sinning against God and forgetting his miracles, forgetting his things. So, and I took some notes for myself, like when things are hard, when things are difficult, instead of complaining, let's praise God, still praise God and trust him. Remember that he did miracles for us before. He's taking care of us. He took care of us until now, and he's going to keep doing it. He provided before, he'll keep providing. He didn't stop, you know? He's not looking somewhere else. He didn't forget us, you know? He'll continue to do that. And other notes like when we are happy, when we have all the blessings, we have all the good things, we have the manna, we have the meat, we have the water, you know, be content, be happy with the things that God is giving you, and not be like desiring something else, desiring the future, desiring this other house or the job or the car or material things, or even like to have, I don't know, more people in the family, like this anxiety for having more children, like God gave you this one right now, this one child, or it's all you can handle right now. God knows. And he's giving you the food, you know? So enjoy and thank him, praise him for the good things that you already have, for the life that you have.
I heard a message about God's delays, about the time of waiting. And they used the message of David, right? The story of David, how he was anointed to be king at like 10, 13, 15 years old, but he didn't become king until he was 30.
All of his people and the Bible
so many
has this waiting season.
And I, of course, we all have the waiting season too in different times of our life, waiting for something, waiting for, I saw this before, waiting to be in a relationship, waiting to be married, waiting to be engaged for the women, right? Then waiting to be married, waiting to have kids, waiting for the kids to walk, waiting for the kids to be potty trained, waiting for the kids to take a shower on their own, waiting for the kids to go to school. You're waiting your whole life, you know? And there can be a good part of waiting and a bad part of waiting. Waiting for the truth of God, the promises of God to come, doing things through his strength, not just waiting your life away. Like, we live in this situation right now where we're expecting a move to America. We have this promise. So we don't buy specific things because we, except for these
only one you can take it. We're gonna put in a backpack.
We bought these microphones thinking, yeah, we're gonna take
it. Yeah, they're much cheaper in Brazil, I guess.
So we haven't bought a lot of things over the last several years because we're waiting. We're gonna move to America.
Yeah.
We can't take these things with us. So we're waiting, we're living in the waiting. And it's uncomfortable because of course I wanna buy this, I wanna buy that, I wanna do this or do that, but I don't because I don't wanna. What's the point? I can't take it with me. I can't enjoy
it. And we should save also, right? To start a brand new life, a whole new life.
So that's it. Trust God. Don't try to be tempted to do things in your own strength. That's kind of like the devotion. That's kind of the challenge I gave you yesterday. That when you're waiting for God, when you're following God's plans, what temptations come. And so that's it. Thank you guys for joining us, Marcelli. I want to thank you for being more present.
Because of Elijah yesterday. Okay.
You were with Elijah. So a lot. You talked more than me today.
Yeah. Okay. High five.
Good job.
Let's pray.
Yeah. Let's pray.
Can you pray first? Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this time, and thank you for your presence. Thank you for this devotional, Lord. The breath in our lungs to be able to speak, Lord. And I want to pray right now for all the moms and the daddies. And the people, Lord, that are trying to have babies and they can't, Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless with your healing into their wombs and all their bodies, Lord, so they can have children, they can conceive, and also bless them in the journey of having a child, Lord. And whatever is the anxiety of the people that watches us, Lord, if even getting married, Lord, and how can I dream about children? I'm not even married yet. And I want to have children one day. It's like a big dream. So I pray for blessings over everyone, Lord, to calm down their hearts. And the time will come. And the yes or no, Lord, you know what's better for our lives, Lord. And give all of us patience, Lord, to wait the right timing. If it's 2 years, 10 years, months, Lord, you know what is better. And we wanted to trust you, Lord. I pray for everyone, Lord, that watches us, that listen to our devotions, Lord. I pray for them to be blessed, Lord, in a mighty way. Because I want people to be close to you, Lord. And just help everyone, Lord, with their insecurities and their dreams, Lord. Help them to trust you and to thank you, to praise you. And remind, put it into their minds, Lord. Just like yesterday, when things were going wrong in our day, in my day, things were hard. You remind me of that word, to not complain because I was suffering, but to praise you, Lord, and to calm down. So do that to your people, Lord. Remind them of the words that they have been reading in your Bible, Lord. Help your children, Lord, to read the Bible more often. Help your children to be holy and walk with you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Be obedient in the waiting.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you on the next episode of Mornings with the Monkeys.
Bye.